ladies and gentlemen, it is 9 o'clock once again on another Friday night. I wish you happy Friday. TGIF, the sun is setting and it is time for The Basement. If this is your first time tuning into the show, for the next 90 minutes, I'd like to go through the diversity of bass music, whether it be dubstep, drum and bass, glitch hop, UK funky garage, whatever. There really are no limits, just fast bass lines and, well, lots of bass. Anyways, I've been away for the last couple weeks, and for that I apologize. Hopefully you guys enjoyed my pre-recorded sessions. But I'm back, and I'm better than ever. I'm psyched, and I'm a little tired, because I've been away at festivals. I went to Bass Ghost Project, as well as Shambhala. And for those of you unfamiliar with the two festivals, they're probably the most well-known in BC. Shambhala has gotten international regard, or international recognition, rather. And well, both are just incredible West Coast influenced festivals, all based around electronic music. Anyways, throughout the festivals, you know, I noticed all of the most played tunes. And on tonight's show, I'm going to go through all of them, whether it be all the remixes, the originals, the traps, the catchy one-liners, the little samples that everybody seems to drop. I'm going to go through the most played out tunes at Bass Ghost and Shambhala, as well as the big tunes that got huge responses from the crowds. So I'm really excited to go through all that with you. Starting things off, though, this is an original by Sun Monk. Sun Monk's, based out of Australia, have a release on Interchill Records, which is a record label based here in BC, out of Salt Spring Island. And now Sun Monk's trying to incorporate the crunky deliciousness of glitch hop with the nice acoustic instrumental guitar, as you can hear in the background. Anyways, this one was dropped by Application at his set at the Pagoda at Shambhala, and it was a nice, I think it was an 8 p.m. set, something like that, 7 p.m. set, so just before sunset, and he was just warming us up for what was to come. So in the background right now, this tune is called Pickle by Sun Monks. We'll be right back. such a beauty of a tune. Remember, guys, Sun Monks, they're intruding your ear space right now. That one was called Pickle. And as mentioned, that was dropped at the Pagoda Stage by Application. Application, one of my most favorite locals based out of here, Van City, member of the Integrated Grime Unit. He also dropped an amazing Integrated Grime Unit original. Fellow member Nog has teamed up with a guy out of the Kootenays called Mr. Mercy, and together they form Moon Tricks. And the tune just about to start is by Moon Tricks. It's called Sunshine, and it's forthcoming on Really Good Records. Really Good Records being Matt the Alien's new record label that he's just starting to get launched, I guess. And he has plenty of dubstep, glitch hop, heavy electro bass, all kinds of fun stuff. So if you're unfamiliar, familiarize yourself. Really Good Records. As mentioned, this is Moon Tricks and forthcoming Really Good Records. This one's entitled Sunshine.
Drop the beat.
Gotta love that tune. It just has good vibes written all over it. Once again, that one's by Moontrix. Moontrix comprising of Nog Champa. Once upon a time, a Vancouverite, he moved to Nelson, as well as Mr. Mercy on the guitar. That one is forthcoming. Really good records. It's called Sunshine. For those of you that caught Moontrix at Loki Music Festival, I think that was like 5 weeks or so ago. Holy moly! Incredible set, incredible chemistry, great vibes all around. The whole festival was really digging the set, and I've heard dozens of people say Moontrix were like the prime of the fest. So make sure to look them up, Moontrix, on SoundCloud and such. And if you guys find yourself in Nelson next week, 7 days from today exactly, at the Spirit Bar, Moontrix is headlining a show with Knight Riders. Knight Riders coming from Edmonton, also repping the glitchy badassness. Anyways, starting up, we're moving it to Vancouver Island. A guy calls himself Neon Steve. Saw Neon Steve just last week at the Fractal Forest of Shambhala, and wow, he killed it. He dropped this tune starting up. It's his own little re-rub of the Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg tune, The Next Episode. But during Neon Steve's set at the Fractal Forest, I guess he dropped some kind of VIP of this tune. And already, like, you're gonna hear, but this tune is a big tune. And for him to drop a VIP, well, wow. Anyways, here's the tune.
It's the motherfucking D.R.E. Dr. Dre, motherfucker. You know I'm mobbing with the D-O-double-G. Straight off the fucking streets of CBT. King of the beach, you ride to him in your fleet. The field rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop, nigga, what? Praying Snoop Chronic down in the lag. With Doc in the back, sipping on yak. Yeah. Clipping the strap, dipping through hoods. Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. Stop Central, out from the website. This California love, this California bug. Got a nigga gang of pub. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my things from. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on. What's up, man? Locust on for the 2-0-0. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Here we go, guys. Make sure to turn it up. Get your Friday night started off right.
Coming real, it's the next episode.
In the club, baby, you got to get up. Cause homies thug, homies, yeah, they giving it up. One whole lot, yo, lot, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for show. Slip my girl a 44 when she grabbing the back door. Chickens looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in the smoke, just a swing in my hand. Quit talking, crip, won't keep you down with the set. Take a bullet with some grip and take the smoke on the jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if you happen to get cracked, trash at your track. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the S, you'll be relieving your stress.
Coming real, it's the next episode.
Come back, get back, yeah, I'm burning it up. Hold up. Come back, get back, yeah, I'm burning it up. Come on. Come back, get back, yeah, I'm burning it up. Hold up. Yeah, I'm burning it up. Yeah, I'm burning it up. Come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come back, get back, yeah, I'm burning it up. Hold up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come back, get back, yeah, I'm burning it up. Come on.
Yeah, definitely love that tune. As mentioned, he dropped a VIP of this one at the Fractal Forest Shambhala. Wow, hopefully he's going to have the mix available for free download. But if you dig this tune, this one's available for free right now. Make sure to find Neon Steve on his SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Neon Steve. And just remember, he's from BC. This is our talent. This is our West Coast vibes at the max. So wow, just wow. Here on The Basement, though, we're going to take a short break, so stay with me. More good vibes to come.
But when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up.
Come on. Yeah, 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 yeah.
ITR and Discorder Magazine present Real Live Action as part of Magazine on Main 2012. Join us on Thursday, August 16th at the Western Front, located at 303 East 8th Avenue near Main Street, for an exhibition of photography featuring Discorder contributors from the past 12 issues. The event runs from 8:30 to 11 p.m. with live music and food. And be sure to check out more magazine events from August 16th to 18th all across Vancouver to support local writers, artists, and musicians. Day passes are only $10. For more information and to buy tickets, go to magscenonmain.com.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Oops, sorry about that, guys. Just, adjusting back to the board here. Anyways, welcome back to The Basement. As mentioned, I'm kind of going through the most played-out tunes of the festival season so far. Just got back from Shambhala on Bass Coast, and I'm super stoked to be back in the studio. Really excited about this next tune. It was dropped by Matt the Alien. Matt the Alien, as mentioned, founder of Really Good Records, and, well, an incredible DJ. At Bass Coast, he played two sets. At Shambhala, he played two sets, one of which being 3 hours long, which is double any normal DJ set. Anyways, big things coming from Matt the Alien as far as turntablism. And this was one of the tunes he dropped all the time. I caught three out of his four sets over the last week and a half, and this tune was in all of them. It's a free download. It's by Grizz. It's called The Future Is Now. I'll give you details about how you can get that after the tune. But for the time being, turn it up.
Don't stop it till the break of dawn. I'm singing. Stop it till the break of dawn, I'm singing.
doesn't feel like the future is now.
Let's rock.
Wrapping up, we have an original kind of funky mix by Grizz. And what Grizz likes to do, similar to like Grammatic or Pretty Lights, is kind of take, you know, the classic kind of soul, kind of funky samples, mix in some really key trumpets, some saxes, add a little bass, kind of a dubstep flavor in there, and voila! So that tune finishing up is called The Future Is Now. As mentioned, it's available for free download. Check out soundcloud.com/Grizz. G-R-I-Z or Z, depending on what nationality you are. And as I mentioned, Matt the Alien dropped this tune like it was his staple, meaning all the time. And if you have heard about Matt the Alien, or if you're curious about Matt the Alien's talent, which he is the most amazingly talented turntablist ever, like I've probably ever seen in my life, he's playing, I believe, next Wednesday, August 29th, as a part of the Faded Parties at Celebrities that Blueprint puts on. So Wednesday, August 29th, Matt the Alien is headlining at Celebrities. It's like $10, $15. Regardless, it'll be worth every penny, so make sure to check that one out. Moving right along, starting up in the background is Pretty Lights and his brand new freebie, You Get High. And I'd just like to point out that this tune is, in fact, 4 minutes and 20 seconds long. I'll let that one sink in. Pretty Lights at Shambhala had two amazing sets, one at Pagoda and the other in the Village, and both, like, wow. At first, like, the first set, the Pagoda came up first, and by the end of it, you thought that, wow, life couldn't get any better. But then the next night, he played another set at the Village, and it got a lot better. Anyways, here's the tune. He dropped this one, and the crowd went berserko. Oh, So if you dig this tune, Pretty Lights releases all of his music for free. You can find it all at prettylightsmusic.com. It's essentially a label, a record label entitled Pretty Lights Music, which is home to Grammatic, Michael Monair, Elliot Lip. Anyways, tons of other funkalicious bass-heavy vibes. And as mentioned, they kind of take little bits and pieces from music that's already been released and essentially arrange and add their own special, unique flavor, and voila. Anyways, that last tune is by Pretty Lights. It's called You Get High. Gotta love it. I know that tune kind of sounds like a big room tune, but not all of his music is like that. Most of his stuff is very melodic and emotional. So make sure to check out prettylightsmusic.com. We're going to up the ante a little bit. This one is a banger. It's by Kelowna Born Datsik. This is a remix he's done for drum and bass heavyweight. DJ Fresh. Anyways, this one's called The Power. If you recognize the MC, it's Dizzy Rascal. When Datsik dropped this one at the Village at Shambhala, the crowd went berserko. And as far as my camp is concerned, we were singing the chorus, or at least humming the chorus, for the next couple days. Boy, it's catchy. Huge remix from Datsik. Gotta love the production quality on that one. As mentioned, it just makes the dance floor rumble. That one's originally done by DJ Fresh and Dizzy Rascal. I was wrong when I said Andy C. I was wrong. So that one's called The Power. Datsik on the remix. Datsik, Kelowna born, really making his rounds around the world. Just started up his own label called Firepower Records. And I have a tune coming later in the show that's forthcoming, Firepower. So stay with me for that. And always remember, if you can't catch the whole episode or you happen to miss one of your favorite CITR shows, visit CITR.ca. All of the shows are listed, as well as recorded versions of every episode are available there for streaming and downloading. CITR.ca, guys. And always remember, you can call in here at the station if you have questions, comments, contributions. 604-822-2487. 604-UBC-CITR. And we're going to keep it heavy for a little bit. This one's a collaboration between Massia One and Ill Gates. Ill Gates being probably the glitch hop pioneer of Canada. He reps it every year at Shambhala, and he just did us wonders this year. He dropped this one, and again, a great response. This one's called Grinder, and you can find it on Ill Gates' latest album on Moody Music. It's called The Ill Methodology, is what the album's called.
general sex. Dots are hotter than the firewalk in Singapore and meet your mayor. Say your prayer. Killers in Manila. Cat and snake keep the itchy finger on the trigger. Serafina dead, finger stroking like a singer. Diggy Richards linger with sin. A fucking sinner. Like to body hide for bits and like a winter. Mud suckers front still I run like who's the cancer. Fame in my name, I'm the best, like who come test me. Rest me, let me, don't get it, don't stress me. Ready, yeah.
Absolutely love the hype in this tune. Gotta love it when the bass drops in that first little bit. Once again, we got Ill Gates on the production. He is a master of everything he does. He does Ableton tutorials. He travels the world. Anyways, he's an amazing dude. Super chill. This is a collaboration he did with Massio1. The tune is called Grinder. You can find it on his latest release, The Ill Methodology, which is put out on Moody Music, which is probably North America's largest glitch hop label. Starting up is a... Well, I'll let it speak for itself. Details to come. Is entitled Yao. It's by Bauer. This one was put out by Mad Decent, which is Diplo's label. And this tune, as well as its other side of the release, Harlem Shake, were probably the most played out tunes of all Bass Coast and Shambhala. It got great responses every time it got dropped. Did not get tired. Well, personally, I did not get tired of listening to it. It just got you hyped. Lots of trap flavor in this one. Really, really solid vibes. Once again, that was called Yao by Bauer. And if you liked what you heard, Bauer's paying Vancouver a visit Wednesday, September 2nd. But I'll be telling you way more about that in the next few weeks. Starting up is a Canadian group. Well, actually, half Canadian. Lunas. You know what? I'm going to get my facts straight before I start blabbing. For the time being, this is Tonight and their original tune, Goo. this is more of those trap kind of flavors that have been dropped countless times at all the fests. This one's by Tonight, spelled T-N-G-N-T. It's a collaboration between Hudson Mohawk and Canadian Lunas. Check out the whole EP. It's 5 tracks deep. It's released on Warp Records. And each individual tune was dropped at least once over the course of the last 10 days or so. But this one in particular, entitled Goo, was just played out. As mentioned, check out the rest of that release. Such a good tune. It's entitled Goo with 3 O's, I know. And that one was by Tonight, T-N-G-H-T. Starting up right now is Local Boy Subantics in his tune 80 Weight. And this one was dropped, oh my god, amount of times. It was incredible. Datsik set at the Village dropped this. I saw Subantics right behind Datsik just crying, just pure happiness. Anyways, this tune, like I said, entitled 80 Weight, kind of that trappy feel once again with lots of dubstep influence for sure, as per Subantics' usual style. This one was put out for free in anticipation for the VIP's release on Firepower Records, which is Datsik's label. So make sure to visit Subantics' page on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/sub-antics, and go get this one. It's a big one. Absolutely love the drum programming in this one, just FYI.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Oh,
So just wrapping up, we have homeboy Vancouverite Sub Antics and his original tune, 80 Weight. Gotta love that trappy flavor in there. As mentioned, it's available for free download. This tune was dropped countless times, as well as the sample, the Damn Son, Where'd You Find This? In fact, the sample was dropped so frequently, I'm gonna play it for you right now, just because. So this was dropped in probably... Well, this sample was mentioned in probably every trap influence set between the festivals. And I apologize for the poor quality. Well, maybe I chose the wrong YouTube video without the actual vocal sample. Well, that doesn't matter. We'll take a short break and I'll play out the sample right after this.
Delivering you the illest trip-hop, hip-hop, electro swing, and all the dirty beats. Your hosts, Sprocket Doyle and Skads One. Stay sexy.
What do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Welcome back to the basement here on CITR. Just going through the last couple festivals and the most played out tunes. And I was just talking about this one sample that was just played out in every trap set. And I think I found it. So let's give it a shot.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Yeah, that's it. So pretty much that was dropped in a lot of the sets. We're going to move right along here. For those of you that have heard or that have heard or followed or following the CITR music charts, we're very unlike any other kind of charts. We don't play top 40 music. We don't play the popular music, which is what's so unique about this station. Regardless, this tune starting up and the next one after it are from our number one album on the chart. By Purity Ring is what the group is called. This album is called Shrines, and they kind of boast this bassy, trappy, indie electro kind of feeling. Anyways, here are some tunes. Enjoy.
Relentlessly shame myself for resting, waking
As I was trying to explain, this album is number one in our CITR charts. It's by Purity Ring, consisting of a group formed across Halifax and through Montreal, and they kind of boast this this kind of forward-thinking, futuristic indie electro sound. Make sure to check out the whole album. It's called Shrines. This tune, Finishing, it's called Saltkin. S-A-L-T-K-I-N. And I'm going to play another tune up next, also featured on the same album, Shrines. So here we go. This is Bella Speak starting up. Some very unique vibes coming from Purity Ring. number one on our charts for a reason. That tune finishing up is called Bella Speak. Check it out. Check out the whole album. It's called Shrines. My only beef with the album is all the tunes are like 3 minutes long. It's kind of unfortunate because you start grooving and then it's done. Anyways, if you're just joining me right now, the show is called The Basement. I'm here every Friday night between 9 and 10:30 p.m. Tonight, I'm really going through everything. Generally, I like to explore the real diversity of bass music, and today I'm doing just that. I just got back from a couple festivals, so I'm doing a little bit of a recap of the most played-out tunes and the tunes with essentially the biggest response from the crowd. Starting up, the next couple tunes are going a little bit of a bass-heavy, deep house kind of feel. This tune is by Disclosure. It's called What's in Your Head. And wow, it is a groovy number. It was played out quite a few times over the last couple weeks. And it just got a great response. Everybody loves it, and I'm sure you're going to love it. Once again, it's called What's in Your Head by Disclosure. Remember, if you can't check out the whole episode, CITR.ca is where you gotta go find the show and download the recorded version. Just listening to this intro makes me a little nostalgic. Wishing I was back in the forest.
Oh, I'm chained up, hey, on the side of your head.
Hope you liked that tune. Incredible vibes in that one. Once again, it's been dropped countless times across the festivals. It's called What's in Your Head, and that's by Disclosure. And we're going to keep with the Deep House vibes with that bassy funkiness. Moving right along to Justin Martin. I think co-founder of Dirty Bird Records. Don't quote me on that one, but Dirty Bird Records repping the Deep House, this kind of unique kind of flavor based out of San Francisco, California. Big, big things. Saw Justin Martin at Base Coast. He blew the roof off the place, dropping VIPs, exclusives, and this tune. This one is off of his latest album, Ghettos and Gardens. It's called Rough Stuff, and as well as his label mate, Claude Von Stroke, who headlined the Pagoda at Shambhala, also dropped this tune. So, wow, getting a lot of recognition. Once again, this one is called Rough Stuff by Justin Martin. whenever I listen to this tune, I always think it seems so minimal, it seems so simple, but it really isn't. Justin Martin, everybody, that's an original he's done. It's called Rough Stuff. Check out his whole album. It's called Ghettos and Gardens. That's about it as far as the bass-heavy deep house. If you're unfamiliar with Justin Martin, as mentioned, he killed it at Bass Coast, so make sure to check out the rest of the album and all of his mixes and stuff. We're going to move right along and straight into the next tune. It's kind of a re-rub or remix by A Skills, the one and only A Skills, of Marlena Shaw's California Soul, that we're all going to recognize as soon as the tune starts playing. But until then, I'd just like to point out that A Skills destroyed the Fractal Forest. He dropped this tune and got a great response, as well as many other DJs dropped this tune countless times across the last couple weeks. And you know what? No matter how many times it got dropped, it's a quality tune, and the crowd respects that. So here we go. This is California Soul by A Skills.
California Soul. 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 California So
So that last one, A-Skills on the remix, originally done by Marlena Shaw. Wow, that one's called California Soul. Summer vibes all around, and that has Chambala written all over it. We're going to move along with more funky flavors. This is a track done by Vancouverites, The Funk Hunters. It's called The Ritz. It was featured on Fully Loaded Volume 1. Really stoked for Fully Loaded Volume 2. I don't know if that's going to exist or even if it's in the works, but considering there's a Volume 1, there can only be a Volume 2. Anyways, this tune entitled The Ritz dropped a couple times by the Funk Hunters, once at Base Coast, once at Chambala, and then another couple times at Chambala by the likes of like Timothy Wisdom and such. Pretty much anybody repping the ghetto funk flavors probably dropped this. Anyways, this is the Funk Hunters, their original tune, The Ritz. Got the Funk Hunters finishing up, and if you're in the mood for some funky bass, they are throwing a party tonight at Submerge Studios, which is just past Main and Industrial on Industrial. If you dig the Funk Hunters, Self-Evident, Librarian, Think Tank, and Woodhead, epic party. It's called Tropical Thunder. It's the post-Chambala. It's the post-Chambala party, the Chambala after party, if you will. And the exact address is 390 Industrial Ave. So if you want a party, if you want a boogie, this party goes late. 390 Industrial Ave. Starting up is Flower Fairy and Ill Skills. Super heavy tune is what it's entitled. If you missed Dub Effects and Flower Fairy at the Village Stage at Chambala, you should feel like an incomplete person, because they completed me. They completed everybody at that stage for that set, because they are awesome. Dub Effects is doing a show in Vancouver next Saturday, so 8 days from today at the Commodore. Be there or be square. This is Super Heavy Tune.
See the lights are glowing from the laser beam. Dance away the night now, I can never stop. Put the needle under, I can feel the heavy drop. Drop the heavy baseline all up on the track. Skip up on the melody and never turn back. Here we now select, filling up the room. People, are you ready for a super heavy tune? Jump up in the air. Mm-hmm.
weekend, working 9 to 5. Come by on the weekend, feeling more alive. Calling to me sisters, paying all me fees. We're ready for a silly night, I don't want drama fees. Get up on the bus now, ready for a plea. Heading to the club now, laughing all the way. Back inside the club room, fixing up the air. We get up on the dance floor, and we jump up in the air. Kick up on the dance floor, smoking from the sheen. See the lights are glowing from the laser beam.
So as mentioned, this one's called Super Heavy Tune. Features Flower Fairy on the vocals, Ill Skills on the production. And Flower Fairy is the better half of DubFX, meaning that they are a couple. DubFX makes mouth music. So if you dig a cappella and beatboxing, as mentioned, next Saturday is where you gotta be. 8 days from now, the Commodore. Be there or be incomplete. Big tune. That's Flower Fairy and Ill Skills called Super Heavy Tune. Hopefully you guys are digging the drum and bass. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be back with more DMB to keep you moving, getting you psyched for your Friday night. Here, break time.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
As promised, more drum and bass. This tune dropped countless times. Amazing responses. Most notably dropped by D-Bridge. D-Bridge, founder of Exit Records. This tune is called Marca. It's by Dub Physics and Skeptical. And as far as incredibleness levels are concerned, D-Bridge is probably number one drum and bass set I've ever seen. Number two drum and bass set I've ever seen. This guy, Dub Physics. Anyways, once again, this tune is called Marca. You're gonna love it. Turn it up. Here we go.
Stinking it if it be yucky, not roaming the marijuana. Stepping on me, they can't swim with a piranha. Anytime he drop me, go put on a marker. If it no money, say where them bad attack for. Them a try fi roll up a bank with a banana. Yeah, we pretty world thing panorama. Woody park on top to the baby on the drama. To the baby on the wanna show. We are killing my blood crack again. Got the things unlocked again. Never take 10 shots and again. The pan of old pants on them again. Man, I dash to my light them again. Become that eye pen again. Man, I'm ready for the war. If it comes on top, come in, I feel frightened again. We are killing my blood crack again. Got the things unlocked again. Never take 10 shots and again. The pan of old pants on them again. Man, I dash to my light them again. Become that eye pen again. Man, I'm ready for the war. If it comes on top, come in, I feel frightened again. We are killing my blood crack again. Got the things unlocked again. Ten shots and again, man, I pull pants on him again. Man, I dash to my light them again. Cover that eye pen again. Man, I'm ready for the war. If it comes on top, coming out feels frightened again. We are killing my block again. Got the things unlocked again. Never take 10 shots and again. Man, I pull pants on him again. Man, I dash to my light them again. Cover that eye pen again. Man, I'm ready for the war. If it comes on top, coming out feels frightened again. Yeah. it be yucky, not roaming the marijuana. Stepping on me, they can swim with a piranha. Anytime he drop me, go put on a marker. If it no money, say where them bad attack for. Then we try to hold up a bank with a banana. Yeah, we pretty whole thing, panorama. Hold up a gun, talk to the baby, want no drama. To the baby, want no drama. Thinking it if it be yucky, that rum and the marijuana. Stepping on me, they can swim with a piranha. Anytime he drop me, go put on a marker. If it no money, say where them bad attack for. Then we try to hold up a bank with a banana. Yeah, we pretty whole thing.
Yeah, kill him a block again. Got the things unlocked again. Them a take 10 shots and again. If I not old pants on them again. But I dash them, I like them again. Become with that iPad again. But I'm ready for the war. If it comes on top, I'm gonna feel frightened again. We a kill him a block again. Got the things unlocked again. Them a take 10 shots and again. If I not old pants on them again. But I dash them, I like them again. Become with that iPad again. But I'm ready for the war. If it comes on top, I'm gonna feel frightened again.
Absolutely huge tune. Pretty much every DMB set between every either festival, Base Coast and Shambhala, dropped this tune. Once again, it's called Marca. It's by Dub Physics and Skeptical, featuring Strategy on the mic. Wow, incredible tune. As I mentioned, D-Bridge dropped this one at Base Coast. An incredible response. It just so happened that D-Bridge had a sunrise set. I believe he started at 4:30 and played until about 6 a.m. And he had a full crowd for the whole set, all of his 90 minutes. And wow. And it's also an incredible thing to think about. D-Bridge, being founder of Exit Records, is the label that's putting out this music. Exit Records put out Marca, and it's the future of drum and bass, ladies and gentlemen. Check out Exit Records. Check out more of Dub Physics. Like I said, some of the best drum and bass ever. And make sure to check out more of D-Bridge. Educate. This next one, also played out by D-Bridge, and also played out at probably one-third of the drum and bass sets over the last couple weeks. This one's called Get Down to the Funky Beat. So super catchy, super easy to move to, a great drum and bass tune. It's by Fracture, featuring, who's on the vocals? Dawn Day Night, right. I knew it would come to me. So we got Dawn Day Night on the vocals. I don't know why he would call himself that, but that's his name, Dawn Day Night. And this is Fracture. Let's get down to the funky beat. Guys, I changed my mind. That release that I was just playing has two tunes on it. I was just playing the B-side. I am going to play for you the A-side, just because I have that power. Anyways, same artist, Fracture, same MC, Dawn Day Night, different tune, Get Busy. Here we go. Guys, with this message, get busy. Enjoy your Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Catch me here every Friday between 9 and 10:30 p.m. My name is Rhett Olson. This is The Basement. The tune wrapping up, an amazing one entitled Get Busy, featuring Dawn Day Night on the vocals, Fracture, original production. That one is put out by Exit Records, which is D-Bridge's imprint. Wow, big things coming from Exit Records. Cannot recommend checking them out enough. D-Bridge laid it down at Base Coast, and the last 90 minutes have been my festival wrap-up. If you couldn't catch the whole episode, CITR.ca.